Blog Talk Radio.
Site open mic. And hello, everybody. Welcome to our show program where you can make your own, create your own subject. And heard a story today about a woman out here on Long Island, New York, where the show was produced, who's in one of those assistant living programs. And her granddaughter, who told me the story, was telling me that it was absolutely horrible, that her shower is all broken and hasn't been fixed and needs maintenance. And you know, I don't know the details, but I'm going to try to find out more. But a proclamation from Inner Sight: any assistant living place that is affiliated with nursing homes does not have our approval. We want every assistant living place to be disembarred from nursing homes, not to be affiliated. We want every hospital not to be affiliated with nursing homes. What's the purpose of it? Nursing homes don't help you. Person goes to a nursing home to die. Well, if you're going to a hospital to get help, stop that noise in the phone.
Okay, no problem. Sorry.
And I hear voices in the background every day.
There's no voices in the background. Nobody has anything on in the house.
Well, I heard something.
Seriously?
Back there.
Probably my husband talking to his mom or just talking to himself. I don't know. I'm serious.
I don't know. We were doing a show here. So we disapprove of every hospital, every rehab place being affiliated with a nursing home. Now, if you want to do something for the party that you're trying to help, why not be affiliated with some place that's good? Some place that doesn't abuse people and allow them to fall out of bed and injured and killed. You know, why not hook up with a facility that offers holistic healing, where a person could go and get help? Why? I don't understand why the only reasoning I can think of is these doctors don't care if you get worse, because if they did, they wouldn't send you back to a damn nursing home. I mean, how many people go to a hospital from a nursing home and they're severely ill and they go back, they get some treatment at the hospital, they go back, they get worse, and they pass away? Now, why do these doctors who have taken an oath to heal people, why do they allow this to happen? I've heard many stories like that, and I believe them, knowing what those nursing homes are about. So that's a real situation that we face, that a doctor doesn't protect you from that kind of thing. I mean, the whole thing is so ludicrous, and to know that if you go to a hospital, you're one step away from a nursing home. You know, people have told me many a time, as soon as I go in the hospital and they come around to see me, I tell them I don't want anything to do with a nursing home. get out of my room. I don't want you here. You know, and you have that right. There's a thing called patient's rights. If you need help doing that, call Insight, give us permission, and we'll help you do it. We'll throw them out. We'll get them thrown out. If they don't leave, we'll call the news and make them leave. Whatever we got to do. So there's a reason why people are reluctant to go to hospitals. How many people are reluctant to go to hospitals because they know they're affiliated with nursing homes? Let's make it a little narrower. How many people who are disabled are reluctant to go to hospitals because they're afraid of going into a nursing home? I bet you there's
me.
Thousands of people, like a survey. You take a survey like that. Why the hell don't the damn hospitals get the message? If all those people are reluctant to deal with them because they're affiliated with these nursing homes. So there's a good proclamation from InnerSight. We do not approve of hospitals, living, or any kind of organization, rehab, that is affiliated with a nursing home. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. And it doesn't serve to help the person. If they want to do something good for that person, fight to get them in their own home. Now, hospitals are allowed to raise money. Why don't they raise money to get the person in their own home or help them that way? You see what's going on here? Causing this to happen. It doesn't have to happen this way. You know, how many times I just won a big victory in my life. Okay, I got the Section 8 to finally, after 10 years of fighting, send me a Braille letter reducing my rent because they raised it and they didn't notify me in writing that I could read. They notified everybody else, but not me. So I called them on it. I fought them on it. And now I'm going for the back rent that I had to pay all those months, because now that rent wasn't legal. How could it be legal if they didn't notify me? Point of the story, things can be remedied. See, there's an example. If these politicians really want to remedy this stuff, they can. And that's why there's an element of evil here and a horrible attitude toward us, because it's not being done. The politicians can fix it so that hospitals, nursing homes, assisted living, and all that stuff is not affiliated with nursing homes. You know? You want to try to get somebody into a nursing home, you're a nursing home social worker, you call the hospital, you know, and you have to make an appointment with the family or the person. If that person doesn't want you there, that's it. You don't go there. That's the only way they should be allowed to do it. The facility should not be aligned with a nursing home. Well, that's the InnerSight way. InnerSight, open mic brought to you by A Day for Milton. And we're hoping to get A Day for Milton in Pennsylvania. Going to be traveling there the middle of next month. Dave from Elfin, if you'd like to do one, contact in a site. You don't need any money to do it. You have to find a place where it can be done. We did it in a hall. A guy who donated a hall out here last May. And had a pretty good turnout. It's the bringing of the disabled community together and the non-disabled community to honor a dog who was killed at a guide dog school here in New York. And the fact that they haven't done a thing to improve safety conditions related to the killing of Milton. So if you want to do a day for Milton, contact us, 631-224-3090, inner site hotline, or email inner site 1620-1620@gmail.com. Want to see the presence of Milton? Visit Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, New York, here local. Number there, 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, catering, lunch, dinner, and events. Tom and Michelle, the proprietors of Shelby's Kitchen, and of course Michelle, the blind woman who was deprived of Milton, who lost Milton in that horrible, in that heat wave. And now they won't even service her. They refuse to acknowledge her, to deal with her. Everybody I tell that story to, they, not only did they kill the dog, but they've made it worse by not helping her. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Dave from Milton, and also brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085 if you need dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085. Nobody stalls on Long Island. I want to thank the Big East Akita Rescue and my good friend Joanne Diamond, who now is sponsoring a new harness for my guide dog. And thank you so much for that. We greatly appreciate it. And I'm hoping we can get the Big East name on that harness. I would love to promote them. All right, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Email. Or the phone number 631-609. I'm sorry, not a 631 area code. It's a 609 area code, I believe.
Excuse me, Frank. That's correct. The set the
check
latter
that
one.
Number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check that number.
Okay.
All right, 609-388-7004. Bridgie. Akita Rescue. And Joanne Dunn. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Quindo, Baby World.
B-E-A-R.
Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And
there.
I want to welcome our newest member, Andrea, who has a disabled child. will be meeting on Saturday, and she's really excited about Inner Sight. So we'll be giving you more information next week on the role that she will be playing in Inner Sight. All right, let's see. Around the World, Inner Sight, open mic.
Top Disability Podcast.
Yeah, can you get that off?
Yeah.
Quiet. Whatever.
Yeah, no problem.
The headphones in or whatever you got.
I thought I was still muted, sorry.
All right. Inner Sight. Thank you, Suffolk Bus Corp, Islip Cleaners, for their donations. My friends Tony and Jen, and all of our friends. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. I want to thank Kennedy for all his support of Inner Sight Open Mic. And by the way, the number here is 213-816-1650. If you want to sound off about anything at all, just keep it clean. We don't want to have to give you the boot. All right. You know, you hear, I'm hearing on the news all the time that these companies are making big profits. I wish one of them would donate to Inner Sight so that we can begin our program to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, that would help everyone. It would get people out of shelters. It would prevent homelessness. See, what we want to do will prevent homelessness and get people out of shelters. What the hospitals are doing by referring people to nursing homes and the rehab centers and the assisted living centers, they are promoting homelessness. Because while the person is in the nursing home, majority of the time, they lose their place, their home, their apartment, or whatever it means. So they're promoting it. Now, these are the people who speak out against homelessness. I mean, to me, that's such a phony operation. If you really want to prevent homelessness, then why are you sending people to nursing homes where they stand a good chance to lose their dwelling? Instead of coming up with some kind of a program or a fundraiser to say, hey, we're going to help you keep your apartment. Hospitals and assisted living and all the others could make money on that. If they're allowed
Excuse me,
to
Frank.
Fundraise, they can make money on that. What is it?
Big East Akita Rescue phone number. You need it?
Big East, yeah. Yeah, give the phone number.
I will. 609-388-7004. Again, 609-388-7004.
All right. Big East Akita Rescue. So if these agencies, these hospitals, any organization wants to help people not to be homeless, why not establish a new policy to raise money if people need it while they're in the hospital or in the rehab to make sure that they don't lose their apartment? And one of the ways you can do that is by not sending them to a nursing home, because that's a sure way to lose your place. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Anybody on the line? 213-816-1650. Open mic if you want to call in. 820 New York, inner sight, and we'll probably have Louie calling in, if he remembers, to promote our Friday show, which is the Funnies, here on Inner Sight. And I think that Friday is probably, might be our most popular show. I don't know. Speaking of which, can we get a count? How many people listen? How many listens we got?
Hold on. I'm going to get it for you.
On the Inner Sight. Blog Talk
122,058.
Oh, all right. So we went up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
122,058. Our next goal is 125,000. All right.
Yeah, I could see that.
You want to stop these nursing homes. You want to help people. Sign the petition that we have. That's a sure way to attract some politicians. I heard today that this guy, I forget his name, one guy lost, Jordan, lost the nomination to the Speaker of the House. Another guy won won the nomination and then turned around and didn't want it. So you see, these politicians, they have a reason for everything that they do. And then they said that he's strongly opposed to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's an opponent to that. He doesn't like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I mean, you'd have to read the whole story on CNBC News, and maybe it would tell you. But there's all kinds of political games being played out here. And, you know, you got to believe that many of these nursing home owners are supporting their politicians so that they keep them flourishing and they keep the place open. I mean, they're not caring or looking at the damage that's being done to people. You know, the most important thing doesn't matter to them, because they obviously believe the officials of these places. Oh, this person is here for the end of their life. They obviously believe that, or they wouldn't be supporting the nursing home. Inner Sight doesn't believe it. And we certainly are not supporting nursing homes. They don't even like when we go there to visit people. You know, it's really ironic. Last time I went to a nursing home with a friend of mine.
I have no more worries.
I'm sorry.
Or if the writing is good enough, or you put the right...
Sorry. Hold on.
Put yourself on mute, please. Last time I went to a nursing home with a friend of mine to visit somebody, almost every person that I met, and of course they love my dog, you know, that's the first thing they noticed. Every person, the first thing out of their mouth was, can you get me out of here? Nobody wants to be in those places. Can you blame them? I mean, the way they're treated. All right, Inner Sight and open mic. You can talk about whatever you want. We of course talk about things that are on our mind and the phone calls that we get. Got a phone call the other day from another woman, and she's in a shelter, telling me how horrible the conditions are. The police are called almost every day. There's obviously prejudice going on, you know, black and white and all that stuff. And told me there's five women to one bathroom. I mean, these are the things that this county and state spends money on. They waste money. Get all those people an apartment if the money was spent properly. But they've got it set up in such a way that it doesn't work that way. One of the most horrible programs, a waiting list for all those months and months. For some people, years of a waiting list. I mean, the money is there, the agencies are there. Why don't they change it? Why don't they allow these agencies to raise money? And, you know, that's one of the things I said to the Section 8 on this rent thing. I think that's one of the reasons why they pushed it through. You know what I said to them? I said, you're a nonprofit agency, right? They agreed. Yeah, we're nonprofit. You have a development section. Development meaning they're allowed to develop new programs, right? And my next thing was, if you have a development area, you're allowed to fundraise, and you raise my rent, why don't you raise the money to pay it? What are you telling me to pay it for? They didn't know what to say. Oh, I'll go ask my supervisor. Yeah. And the answer was, you know what the answer was? Oh, we're gonna give you Braille. Yeah. Because they know that I'm right. That Inner Sight is right. That they can raise the money, is my point. You see, these agencies can do these things. What are the politicians going to do to them? Oh, you can't raise money to help this blind or disabled person to pay their rent. They're not going to do that. You know what they'll look like? They'll never get elected again if that got in the news. The whole thing is a phony operation. It can be changed. And some of it can be changed without new legislation. But what do? They lowered my rent. And now we're going for the back rent that they never should have charged me because they didn't properly notify me. Well, that's Inner Sight. So It's proof positive that the system can be structured in such a way that people could get the help they need without these stupid long waiting lists. The same thing with the guide dog schools. You don't need a waiting list for a guide dog school. There's a million dogs every day that could serve as service dogs all over this country. Some of them in shelters, some of them just roaming around. Poor animals. The schools aren't seeking those dogs. They aren't looking at those dogs. They aren't willing to help those dogs and save their lives because there's no money in it. It's all about the money. That's all it is. Every program that you look at by the government is all about the money first, and the person who needs the help comes second or third or last or whatever. They all operate the same way.
Excuse me, Frank. Louis on the line.
Yeah.
Louis on
huh?
the line. Louis
oh,
is Louis. On the
yeah,
line.
Gotta... Yeah. Open mic. And 213-816-1650. Louis the Lip here to tell you about a funny night, Friday night. We're going to goof off. 8:32, Louis the Lip. Let's put Louis on the air.
Yep.
Louis, are you there?
Hello?
Louis.
This is Louis Rivera.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, Louis. How you doing?
Okay. Got me on the line. I'm talking to you, too. This is Louis Rivera talking.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, look. You know what's coming up next week, right?
What's next week?
I'll give you one guess. 31st.
Halloween.
You know
there you
Halloween.
Go.
That's it. Hey, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question, Louis.
Yeah.
Is your weenie hollow?
Yep.
You guys are bad. Oh, my
you got
God.
Weenie. Say, repeat that again, Frank.
I said, is your weenie hollow?
Yes, they do.
Well, you don't now, wait a minute. If you turn the name around, Halloween, what do you get?
Weenie wing.
Well, yeah, ween holler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. Some guy gets hit over there. Well, he hollers.
Oh, you're talking about wing holler or Halloween backwards.
Halloween backwards. Halloween backwards means wing holler.
Yeah. God, watch
now,
out for
yeah.
those ladies. So, they dress up for Halloween.
Are you gonna dress up?
Maybe I'll be disguised as Suzanne look-alike. I gotta wear my glasses, my longer hair on my head, put lipstick on.
There you go.
Well,
not
just make sure your wiener holler is protected.
Wiener holler is right.
That's all I gotta say. Yeah. So now, wait a minute. On Halloween, you gotta paint the wiener holler orange.
Orange.
Gotta show.
Yeah, the ladies will get on with that.
Yeah, you gotta show it off.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
It was backwards, Suzanne.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Wiener
holler.
Yeah.
Halloween.
And I'll cover my... Why, go ahead.
Yeah. They got that name years ago from some guy, Halloween, some guy made it up. Hollow means supposed to be holy, hollow, and ween means to, what was it? It means to
take away, in a sense.
Something slowly.
Yeah, exactly.
Slowly holy. Halloweeny.
Yep.
Well, you know, the big question is going to be, is your weenie hollow?
A big one be a hollow weenie.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It tickles,
so,
too.
Yeah. So listen, you going to be with us Friday?
Yeah, about the Halloween weekend or something.
Yeah, I guess it would be, you could call it that. Well, Tuesday will be Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween, all right. So we got to do some Halloween jokes Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, this is Wheat Pepper Tweet. This is Wheat Pepper Tree on Inner Sight. I'm having a good time on Halloween. I'm going to have a good time with Sweet Pepper Tweet. It'll be on the radio if you could get around to talk to her.
Yeah, I think she'll be on Friday night.
What's that real name, Suzanne? Sweet Pepper or Wheat Pepper Tweet?
Sweet Pepper.
Sweet Pepper Tweet?
Correct.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's the Halloween beanie.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. What about a Halloween beanie?
It's a hat.
There you go, a hat with a big beanie on it. Halloween beanie hat. You know, you dress up like a, I don't know.
Yeah.
A weird cat. All right, so give us a promo for Friday. You got anything good?
Yeah. Hold on, Frank. I got to take a sneeze. Hold on.
God
bless you.
I put you on hold. I had a sneeze.
Yeah, give us a little song.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, on Friday night. 8 to 9 o'clock, don't forget the time check for the Frolics from 8 to 9 on the Inner Sights Block Talk Radio with the voice of Lori Rivera. I'm going to have a good time. And show off that ween hauler on a Friday. Make the ladies turn you on.
Halloween beanie.
That's Halloween beanie.
That's it. Friday night.
There you go.
I gotta watch that, Suzanne. Weenie, tickle. Yeah, tickle is two.
Tickle the Halloween beanie with the feather.
Oh, you're bad, Louie. You're bad, Frank Perino.
No, yeah.
Halloween is all right.
Why, Susan, bad boy?
what's that song, Halloween song, or the Monster Walk or some song? Oh, you know that song?
I know that song.
Hey, dear little Red Riding Hood, you know you think you should. They never walked up the wall along. How long big eyes you have. A little Red Riding Hood. I get to Grandma's place. Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. Looking out there, make my wall.
That's another song.
Mm-hmm.
Sam and Sham and the Pharaohs.
Oh, never heard that one.
Me neither.
I know the 60s, the Dallas group called Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, 60s Dallas rock group.
Yeah. All right, In the Sight, we'll be with you Friday night at the Halloweeny Beanie Show.
That's a Halloween Beanie Show with the pretty ladies. I'll check it out.
All right.
I'm making
hey,
a
Lou.
Beanie right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, thanks a lot.
Suzanne, you're the best. I love your voice.
Oh, thank you, Lou.
Okay. Take care. I'll call you Friday.
Take care. Okay.
Yeah, don't forget to call Friday.
I will.
Good night.
All right.
Louis.
841 In the Sight. 213-816-1650. And, you know, Halloween is supposed to, it's supposed to be frightening. Well, I think most of it is stupid and funny, but, you know, you gotta, a lot of good Halloween. I think the best Halloween movie ever made was Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Best one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Boris Karloff, you know, and you know the old joke. Boris Karloff was a nice guy, but that's when he was dancing on the Red Skelton show. When you see Karloff as Frankenstein, that's the real Karloff. Yeah. All right, so it'll be all these crazy movies on coming up probably Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday. I don't know. I think all horror movies are funny. I don't think they're scary at all. I think they're funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the one with Tony Perkins, the one that they did, Hitchcock. Name of that movie. Tony Perkins, Janet Leigh was in it. Tony Perkins. I can't think of the name of it now.
I can't either.
But there was one scene in there. You know, Tony Perkins is the madman. And he goes around killing these girls. You know. And I like the part where the mother starts talking. he thought he was two people. You know, and he's talking in the voice of the mother. I thought it was so funny, you know.
Well, you're a bad boy. You shouldn't have done that. Well, they'll put him away now. He won't be able to go out anymore. I'm sitting here quiet. They think I'm going to confess. I won't even swat that fly. I thought they were so funny. Hitchcock.
Crazy Hitchcock. Anyway, that could be a Halloween movie, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. I don't particularly like Halloween.
Really?
I'm not a Halloween person. It doesn't do anything for me. When I was a kid, one of the favorite things we had was get a sock and you get a box of chalk. We used to buy this chalk down the corner for 10 cents. You get a whole box of chalk. And you put this chalk in the sock, and then you would tie the sock on the top, you know, and you smash up the chalk. See? And the chalk would be in the sock. But then when you went out in the street and you with your friends, and with Halloween, and you'd say, "Happy Halloween!" You hit the guy with the sock, and it's fucking the chalk would go all over him, and his mother would come out and start screaming like a maniac. There'd be big chalk fights all over the street. You know, one guy came out with he had a sock in every pocket. Boom, 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 like he had guns, you know. That was one of the big things when I was a kid, this chalk Halloween. And then, of course, you'd have the chalk and you would scribble it on somebody's clothes. You know, when you came out on Halloween, you didn't wear your good clothes.
Mm-mm.
You wore all old stuff because you knew they were going to get all full of chalk. And what else?
Chalk and sometimes dirt.
Now, I don't know where they got the idea to throw eggs. I don't like that. That I don't like.
Mm-mm.
You know,
it's wasting, too. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who came up with that, but chalk is not so bad. Eggs, forget it.
What a mess.
One guy came out and he says, "I'll take four scrambled with bacon."
You know. I think that was you.
All right, inner side, open mic. Whatever you do on Halloween, please be careful. Watch the little ones. And you know the old cliche, the old story. If they go out trick-or-treating, go with them.
Oh yeah,
and examine all the items that they get, especially if they're going to put it in their mouth. You know the stories you hear over the years. Stupid people putting one guy put a razor blade in the apple. What kind of moron?
Yeah, exactly.
So be very careful. There's a lot of weird people out there. You know who likes Halloween? You know who the biggest fan of Halloween is?
Who?
The Church of the Devil.
There you go.
They love Halloween. Well, stay away from that stuff. All right, let's see. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show, Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. Thursday night, we're going to hopefully get to do that show that we were going to do last week. Money can buy equality. And we'll talk to you about how that is, our idea on that, Thursday night. Of course, Friday is the funniest. Tomorrow night, theme to be announced on the nursing home show. I'll come up with a theme.
I have an open mic.
Open mic.
Yeah. Today, went to the dentist, and I was quite happy, actually, with the new insurance plan. They covered the whole thing, complete. So now he did a mold of my mouth. That was surprising to me to have it fully covered because I never had dentistry fully covered like that. And it's good.
Well, now, if you can have that, see, here's my point. Why can't everybody have it?
Right.
And everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? How much do you pay for that?
The insurance, I pay a premium. I don't know. I just got it. I have to find out what the premium is for 2023.
Find out.
Sometimes they're fully paid for by your... I'm sorry, Frank. What did you say?
That doesn't mean they cover everything.
No, I don't know exactly. They give you food, a food allowance. They give you utilities and rent allowance with the plan that I chose. So if you don't have some of those things, you could, you know, get it with that plan. It's like a flexible spending account. You get certain money on it, and then you buy whatever you want.
Yeah, but you see, then there's another example of how these agencies should be helping us.
Mm-hmm.
The government should pay half.
Yeah, definitely.
And the agency should pay the other half in whatever work you need.
Right.
They can raise the money so easily. You know?
Yeah. I agree. I get also it is your point from the beginning.
These things
actually
are there. Why aren't they being utilized?
I don't know. I wish they were.
Damn right they should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we shouldn't have to pay anything, because it's already there. It's not being used.
That's right. You know, I am happy, but I'm also, for the people who can't get coverage, not happy. It's like a double-edged sword at times.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked you. How much do you pay for your part of it?
No, I didn't look. I just changed, like, maybe last week, and I've been doing, you know, different things during the day. I haven't checked the premium yet. I have to check it. I think it's nothing, but I'm not sure. So I have to find out.
Whatever it is, it shows you that it can be done.
Yeah.
The way to do it is my point.
Yeah. I don't have food stamps, but with this new food allowance and also the utilities and also there was one other thing I mentioned before. I'll look it up again. But, yeah, I get all of that and that. I'm not going to advertise them because they haven't paid for advertising. But Joe actually told me about that years ago, and I switched to that plan.
Why isn't there an insurance like this that'll keep you out of a nursing home?
Thank you. Yep. There is, but if you have any disability, you're not qualified. It's called long-term care insurance. It covers everything. But if you're, when you first, disabled people can't apply, though, because, quote, they have a medical condition already.
Hell, that's when you need it the most.
Exactly.
Stay out of the damn nursing home.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I tried getting it from, continue.
It doesn't make any damn sense.
No, it doesn't.
Politicians should change that immediately.
They should get rid of their hospital indemnity program. You get paid for every single day that you're in a hospital, $250. Not bad. You probably can get, you know, the coverage. But why don't you take that piece, that element, and put it into long-term care as well as having long-term care? Yeah.
$250 a day is not going to keep you out of a nursing home.
No, it ain't.
Hell no.
But I think that if you have something at least covering the cost of the nurse's aide, right, you're set. Because that's what's keeping my aunt out of the hospital. She had some funds in her checking account that she used to help her keep her out of the, you know, the hospital and the nursing home.
Yeah, they're gone by now.
Almost, yeah. Yeah. We might have to sell her car.
What you need is agency intervention and half put up by the government. That's what you need. An ongoing process that they can make money on.
That's right.
Or you can keep a person out of the nursing home. Let the agencies do their damn job and help us the way they're supposed to. The only
That's
way
right.
it's going to work. Then you don't need the nursing homes anymore, so do something good with them. Turn them into a damn house.
Exactly.
That's the answer. It's the only answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the government would save money on that, a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. I want to thank all our friends, 122,058, for listening. And go to the website, innersight.info, if you'd like to make a donation. Help keep the cause alive and the fight. Remember, we're fighting to keep you out of a nursing home, whoever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. The Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And our email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Send us an email. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And join us tomorrow night for the nursing home program. And we'll try to get some callers to come in, tell you their story. There's 40 million disabled people in this country. And there's 40 million stories, maybe more.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. All right, goodbye, world. Goodbye, everybody. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Forever.
Good night, everybody. Good night.